This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 683, entitled The Biconscious Masculist's Warpath Against Monoconscious Feminists. Description. There are so many masculists, MGTOWs, and red-pilled men now that the time is ripe for these men to go on the warpath against the awful, sexist, hypocritical bigotry of monoconscious feminists, aiming to wipe them out by forcing them to convert themselves into bi-conscious feminists, who are a lot nicer for men to be with. Those feminists who remain stubbornly monoconscious will be effectively exterminated by being forced to rot on the shelf, by being totally ignored by men, not even pumped and dumped, as two-thirds of young men in the US are already doing, refusing to even date women, according to the reputable polling company Pew, that's PW, Research Center. Now the flyer itself. The biconscious masculist's warpath against monoconscious feminists, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. I believe the time is now ripe for men, biconscious masculisted men, MGTOWs, and millions of red-pilled men to actively go on the warpath against monoconscious feminists, attacking them viciously with verbal hatred for the horrible gender crimes that women commit against men and for the sexist hypocritical bigotry shown by monoconscious feminists against men. Basically, men are fed up with the misandry of women, monoconscious feminist women. So the time is now ripe for men to put their foot down and stop this misandry. How have things led up to this point? For the past six decades, women have had a monopoly over gender politics, preaching to women that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Men were intellectually unarmed in terms of their own male gender politics, that is, no masculist ideas, until recently. So whenever some monoconscious feminist lashed out at men for the ways that men oppress women, the men being harassed were unable to answer back to that feminist, so they usually just quietly slunk away, defenseless against her feminist diatribe. These defenseless men could not refute what the feminist was saying, namely that men do oppress women, with men's rape of women, men's sexual harassment, men's domestic violence, men's patriarchy, etc. Men can read feminist books just as readily as can women, so there are today millions of male feminists who are sympathetic to the claims of the feminists against gender criminal men who commit gender crimes against women. But today, we live in the decade of men's lib, in which men now have their own gender political ideology called masculism, which claims that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, except that women oppress men so much more. Since many of women's gender crimes are horrible and last decades, the big three, that is the worst three ways that women oppress men, are women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, which are so horrible and so gender criminal that any person of either sex who is well versed in understanding these awful gender crimes is appalled by them and learns to hate the gender criminal women who commit them against men. Feminist monoconsciousness has had six decades to spread to the female masses, so in today's world, nearly all young women have been influenced by these monoconscious feminist ideas, so have become rather feminazi bitchy towards men because they have been well informed by monoconscious feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street, so that it's perfectly reasonable for women to despise the ways that men oppress women. This widely held misandrist view is typical of most young women, especially in the US, where now nearly two-thirds, in brackets 63%, of young men, in brackets, according to a reputable, hence believable, polling company, dash, Pew, PW, Research Center, taken in 2022, close brackets, in capital letters, refuse to even date women. Because these young men, aged between 18 and 30, find young women to be, quote, undateable. Because these young men feel that these young women have been poisoned by the misandry of feminists. We are now seeing hundreds of TikToks made by young women in tears as they realise that with two-thirds of young men refusing to even date young women, in brackets, let alone marrying them and giving them their sperm, close brackets, these young women are not going to have a boyfriend, so will not be married, and certainly will, in capital letters, not be given a baby. The core ideas of masculinism and MGTOW are now spreading to the millions, so that millions of young men are waking up to the idea of the toxicity of the divorce courts taken over by the feminists in the 70s, who made them so toxic for men that young men have learned from their fathers, their uncles, their older male friends, that it is stupid for young men to marry when there is a one chance in four of being butchered in a feminist-controlled divorce court, which will rob and abuse these divorcing fathers. Masculists label traditional women who expect to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life fluffies, who are treated as vermin by masculists, as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin. We masculists, we bi-conscious masculists, in brackets, that is, who are familiar with both sets of ideas, that is, feminist and masculist, close brackets, punish fluffies and fluffy feminists severely by effectively exterminating them, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, and socially and sexually rejected. What particularly pisses off bi-conscious masculists is the sexist, hypocritical bigotry of monoconscious feminists who feel fully justified in lashing out publicly against men who oppress women. Nearly all of these monoconscious feminists not only are unfamiliar with masculist ideas, but in most cases have not even heard of the word masculist before, although they could probably guess what it means from its similarity with the word feminist. So to them, masculism is some kind of men's lib, which of course is what it is. When a bi-conscious masculist hears some monoconscious feminist bitching about men's gender oppression of women, he gets really antsy and lashes back with a verbally violent, hateful masculist diatribe against her, blowing her out of the room. This flyer is about how millions of masculists and MGTOWs should now go on the warpath against such monoconscious feminazis, aiming to wipe them out by teaching these women that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse. It's the awful, sexist, hypocritical bigotry of monoconscious feminists that so angers bi-conscious masculists. So we use our superior male verbal aggressiveness to destroy such women, telling these women in no uncertain terms that their monoconsciousness is intolerable to men and that men are now wiping it out by attacking monoconscious feminists with masculist rage and hatred. This is the end of part one.